This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending him his greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing our journey looking at various ahadith about good moral values and practices, we find that upon the earth, people live their lives upon trust, upon promising one another, whether we Muslims towards Muslims or Muslims towards non-Muslims. Trust or making covenants or agreements is actually a sign of one's iman. One who breaks one's promises shows the truth about their iman or about their belief. We can see that on the face of the earth today, the promises that people that they make continuously and how they break those promises, especially amongst non-Muslims, the promises that they make or what they promise to do, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to expose their fake promises. And likewise, we as Muslims need to remind ourselves about the oaths and the promises that we make, whether it be firstly the promise that we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then after the rest of the promises that we make to carry out upon mankind. Thus today's hadith, the blessed words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la imana liman la amanata lahu. There's no iman for a person who has no trust. Wala deena liman la ahda lahu. And there's no religion for a person who breaks their promises with another individual, does not fulfill their promises. Firstly, we stop upon the beginning of the hadith, la imana. That person has no iman, because we find that many times, unfortunately, certain individuals who don't have a deep reading of the Quran, the Sunnah, can begin to make or exploit their own interpretation. When certain ahadith occur, la imana, or wallahi la yu'min, or la yu'minu ahadukum, one of you does not believe, one of you does not have iman, it doesn't mean that this person, that this Muslim, is outside the fold of Islam. ولكن بمعنى ناقص الإيمان ضعف الإيمان ضعف العمل. For average individual, this means this person has a weakness inside their actions, a weakness inside their belief. أو ما أكمل الإيمان, hasn't completed إيمان. We shouldn't hasten, especially amongst من العوام, the masses of the people, when they carry out sins or they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we hear certain ahadith, the person doesn't fulfill a trust or breaks a promise, to hasten to label another Muslim as a disbeliever. No Muslim should hasten to do that towards another believer, but rather give excuses, continuously remind that individual about their promise, their covenant, or these are habitual practices which are dangerous for the individual. And thus we find that sometimes we focus upon certain practices, and rightfully we make them a symbol of a person of iman. But these symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have a great impact upon the believer, that they change the individual. Practices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away the individual from immorality, from bad speech, bad conduct, bad behavior. فَمَثَلًا قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. As-salah takes you away from al-fawahish, from illicit practices, misconduct, bad behavior, promiscuity, wickedness, lewdness. Wal munkar, evil, takes you away from that. So some of us, we may focus upon as-salah, or we think we're focusing upon as-salah, because many of us, we speak about kayfiyat as-salah, about how to perform the prayer. And no doubt, wala shak fi dhalik, that's very important. Hadith in Sahih Bukhari, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you've seen me pray. The prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no doubt about that. But some of us, we home in on this, that this becomes the whole life of the believer. So if a person doesn't practice certain actions of the sunnah, we begin to sometimes diminish them. Think that this person hasn't really fulfilled teachings of Islam. But at the same time, this person may be one of the most honest individuals, the most trustworthy individuals. where we find the opposite for many of us or some of us, there's no penetration. We fail to understand as-salah and arkanul Islam lead an individual towards akhlaq, towards character, towards behavior. So just like many of us, we go out of our way to study fiqh as-salah, to study the regulation of as-salah. Many of us, if not all of us, need to go out of our way to study fiqh al-akhlaq. We need to study and teach and learn adab, to learn akhlaq. Because many of us have just made a symbol of Islam. A certain practice of prayer is a symbol of a good Muslim. So we learn this. We also have to learn how to refine our character, how to refine our behavior. Just like we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our actions, accept our prayers. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in certain narrations we find mentioned, Allahumma ahsin khuluqi kama ahsanta khalqi. Allah, perfect my character, just like you perfected my model creation, the way you've created me, made everything fine about me, refine my characteristics, my behavior as well. Hadith in the Muwatta Imam Malik, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I've been sent for the sole purpose. That's how some ulama explain such a hadith. As if the sole purpose, the only purpose that the Prophet ﷺ came for after Tawheed, was to refine the way that we behave, the way we conduct ourselves, the way we speak to one another, the way we address one another, the way we interact with one another. It's as if the whole sole purpose of the sending of the Prophet ﷺ. And likewise, we find when we speak about Jannah, we people of Jannah, people of As-Salah, قَدَ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Read through these ayat inside Surah Al-Mu'minun. How strange it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists some 9 or 10 different characteristics in these 11 or 12 verses that we find speaking about the believers. Who are the believing individuals? Till eventually it comes to وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who fulfill their promises and the covenants. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who guard their prayers, preserve their prayers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. How strange it is that Allah mentions, speaking firstly about salah, then speaking about all of what we need to carry out inside our lives, and even strangely Allah there mentions as well, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. Those who guard their chastity, as-salah, once again, leads towards chastity, preserving one's honor, one's dignity, fulfilling one's promises and oaths. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the individuals who are going to inherit paradise, who are going to have the inheritance. What are they going to inherit? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Their inheritance that will be given to these individuals is going to be nothing less but al-firdaus, will be given to these individuals. A similar passages inside Surah Al-Ma'arij that we find, whereby here Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. Similar verses, but this time Allah mentions upon their witnessing, the testimony, قَائِمُونَ. They stand firm upon that, truthful inside their statements and inside the action. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. They guard and they preserve their prayers. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. These are the people who are going to enter into Jannah. مُكْرَمُونَ, noble, prestigious individuals they're going to be. So once again we find the silsila, the chain of prayer, of covenant, of good actions, of fulfilling our oaths and our promises that some of us we fall short of. That's why Umar al-Khattab used to say that do not look at a person's prayer and fasting. I mean, don't just condense your life upon looking at the way that they pray and they fast, but rather look at his reason and honesty. To look at in general, we look at a person's prayer and fasting is a good symbol of iman. But when you engage with a person, look at their aqal, look at their rationale, look at their amana, look at their trust. How do they fulfill it? And thus you find the Quran is replete with ayat which speaks about covenants and trust. يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th chapter of the Quran, 111 verses. يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Oh, you believe? Fulfill your covenants, your promises. The surah begins. For what purpose? Even though the surah then speaks about Bani Israel, speaks about Ahlul Kitab, speaks about Nasara, speaks about Al-Yahud, about them breaking the covenants and the promises. But Allah begins by mentioning, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Oh, you who believe. Awfu bil uqudi. Fulfill the covenants, the promises that you make towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then towards the rest of creation. That you find in hadith in Bukhari, either habitual the person becomes. If a person is entrusted with something, he betrays it. If the person speaks, he tells a lie. If he makes a promise, he becomes treacherous. And if he quarrels with someone, has a debate with someone, he becomes evil and insulting. Hadith in Bukhari. إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. If a person, إِذَا أُلَمَا فَسَّرُوا إِذَا بِمَعْنَا إِسْتِمْرَارِيَّ. ليس مرة أو مرتين. Doesn't mean once or twice. But habitual. Every time the person is entrusted with money, they don't fulfill their trust. Every time the person makes a promise, they break their promise. Every time the person is told to do something, they don't do it. Every time they speak, they begin to lie every other sentence. And every time they may debate with someone, they become abusive, evil and insulting. This shows that tasfiyatul qulub, purification of our heart and our mind, is sometimes far away. It's a long journey. That a person needs to read works of ulama who speak about tasfiyatul nufus, whether it be the works of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, or we find Imam al-Jawzi. Read his works of Dhammul Hawa. His risal about blaming the one's desires, one's lusts, how to control them. Works to a certain degree of Imam Ghazali about tazkiyah. Sheikh Sam ibn Taymiyyah ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, Tabib al-Qalb, Doctor of the Heart. Read the works of tazkiyah to purify ourselves, to learn about tazkiyah, about how important it is, about purifying our internal structure. Because you find ulama mentioned anna al-lisan, that the tongue is reflection of the heart. That's what the tongue is. You know, some people say, whatever I say, it doesn't make a difference. Shatam wa la'an, curse, reviling, bad words, evil words, insulting, whatever it may be. Say, look, don't pay attention to that. No. That's not correct. Maybe once in a while a person may get angry, may get frustrated. We're human beings, bashar. Amma, all the time, this becomes the way that you speak, you conduct yourself. Then may Allah forbid, this is a reflection of your heart. That your heart is full of impurities. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Surah al-Shams, 91st surah of the Quran. أَكْثَرْ مِنْ عَشْرَ قَسَمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, I think maybe 12 occasions. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْبُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. 12 oaths Allah makes by everything He's created, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلُلْحَقْ أَنْ يَقْسُمْ بِمَا خَلَقْ. And Allah has every right to swear by everything that He's created. لِأَنَّهُ الْخَالِقُ. أَمَّا الْبَشَرْ الْإِنسَان. Only takes an oath by the name of Allah. Swears by the name of Allah. Allah can swear by anything He's created. Till eventually He mentions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the one who's purified it. الدَّمِيرُ تَعُودْ إِلَىٰ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. The pronoun returns to what? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? Purifies it. Purifies a nafs. Purifies the soul. And wretched is the one who pays no attention to his soul, to his heart, to his mind, to his internal body. Pays no attention to it. Life just becomes external practices. That's what life has become. Unfortunately for many of us Muslims, it just becomes ritual practices. Jum'ah just becomes a ritual. A weekly ritual that we attend and we leave. You find al-jum'ah ala al-jum'ah. Ramadan ila Ramadan. Al-jum'ah ala al-jum'ah. Was-salah ila al-salah. One Ramadan to another Ramadan. One Jum'ah prayer to another Jum'ah prayer. One prayer to another prayer is an expiation for whatever occurs between the two. And some ulama explained, like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayh, explained this hadith, the impact of Ramadan travels all the way to the following Ramadan. The impact of Yawm al-Jum'ah, Ta'thir al-Jum'ah,
carries on all the way to Yawm al-Khamis, and the following day it's Jum'ah once again. The impact of one salah goes from one salah to the following prayer. That your iman become weak, or you become busy with family and work, your iman is lifted once again. It doesn't mean that you come outside the masjid. What we see visually, people come outside, begin to become abusive, begin to swear, begin to smoke, begin to curse, begin to look at haram. فَأَيِّ salah هَذِي. What salah is this? What Jum'ah is this? What Ramadan is this? It's just a formality. I done this in my life, so now I deserve this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us doesn't deserve anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we took the covenant, we took the promise. And you look at inside the ayat, inside Surah Al-A'raf, towards the ending that we find. When Allah took a covenant from the loins of Bani Israel and made us all testify, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Allah made all of us, programmed all of us, before He sent us down upon the face of this earth. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. We all affirm that. Lest you say on the Day of Judgment, إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Lest you try to come on the Day of Judgment and say, I didn't know. I had to worship Allah. Allah has programmed it inside every single individual. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ فَطْرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَقْلِيدَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. The fitrah of Allah is placed, natural disposition to recognize, to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only that we find that for us, many of us Muslims, al-ma'asi wal-dhunub clouds us and drifts us away. For some of us, al-shirk wal-bid'ah, associating parties with Allah, innovation that drifts some of us away from Allah. But once it's polished, when a person hears kalamullah, here's the speech of Allah, here's the prophecies of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it awakens the individual, reminds the individual, likewise the rest of creation, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise we find, as you mentioned, Al-Ma'idah, 111 verses of covenants and promises that we find. Likewise Surah Al-Isra that we find, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْأَهْدِ إِنَّ الْأَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Fulfill the promises, indeed the promises need to be fulfilled. Once again, it's Surah Al-Isra. Another name for this surah is Surah Bani Israel. It's all speaking about religious practices and promises and conduct and behavior. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا. Don't walk upon the earth in an arrogant manner. Some of us, we think the Quran doesn't speak about how to conduct us, about akhlaq. Don't walk upon the earth as an arrogant individual. You're never going to be able to penetrate or go as high as the skies that travel up beyond the mountains that travel beyond the sky, or penetrate into the earth. You're just a simple individual human being. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Fulfill the covenant, everything, every faculty of yours, of hearing, of seeing, of understanding, of speech, and all of this is mas'uliyah, is a responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about the individual. Likewise Surah Al-Baqarah, the whole beginning of Baqarah, the whole theme of Al-Baqarah is all about promises, covenants. The whole of Bani Israel ayat, about the ayat that we find inside Surah Al-Baqarah, reminding about how to fulfill the covenants made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just three surahs we find inside the Quran that speak about covenants and promises. But today we want to look at Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd chapter of the Quran, 73 verses of Madinan Surah, which is also full of so many verses speak about trust and promises and fulfilling them. Surah Al-Ahzab, that we find the 33rd chapter of the Quran, some of the ulama, like Imam al-Shawkani, Sahib al-Fath al-Qadir, speaks about or brings evidence that it's like Surah Al-Baqarah. That Surah Al-Ahzab is like Surah Al-Baqarah. Hatta qil, that its ayat were like Surah Al-Baqarah. But many of the ayat, nusikhat. Many of the ayat, they were abrogated. Al-Shaykhu wa Shaykhatu إِذَا زَنَيَا. If the old man, the old woman, if they carry out zina, فَجْزِدُوهُمَا, then you should flog these two individuals. Flog these two individuals. This ayah, as ulama of ulum al-Qur'an mentions, نُسِخَتْ وَلَكِنْ حُكْمُهُ بَاقِي. But its ruling remains. You know, once, many of us, we don't read the Quran. As soon as the Western world portrays it, says something that there's flogging inside the Quran, there's punishment, there's this, that inside the Quran. Why should we let them feel offensive about it? Why should we get offended? These are all deterrents. That where there's an Islamic ruling, Islamic governance, it teaches a person. Read Surah An-Nur, the beginning of this ayat. Read the tafsir of this ayat. Any sane Muslim who reads this surah, reads the tafsir of this ayat, wouldn't think 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, would think 1,000,000 times before committing zina. Why? Because why the deterrent is there? That this is the adab. This is the punishment that I'll face. As for the world around us, what do we find? That practice whatever you want to practice. فَلَا حَرَجْ. There's no harm. Likewise, you find some ulama mention Surah Al-Ahzab. Read this surah. وَعَلِّمُوا لِأَهْلِكَ. And teach this surah to your family members. This is what we agree upon. That this surah is much benefit. To read this surah and to teach our family members about the rules and regulations of this surah. But the other part of this, the word, it continues that it will save you from the punishment of the grave. هذا ما نقل عن إمام الزمخشري في تفسير الكشاف. But this is ضعيف. This is incorrect. To make such a statement, this will protect you from the punishment of the grave. على أي حال the آيات ليسأل الصادقين عن صدقهم. أول we find verse number 8 that we find to ask the truthful individuals about their truthfulness. Then Allah mentioned further on verse 15. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا آهَدُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ. They made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not turn away their back. So كان أهد الله مسؤولا. Read the tafsir of Surah Al-Ahzab about warfare, about strategical planning, about facing the enemies. Till eventually you find وَلَمَّا رَأَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ. When the believers, they saw the confederates, they saw the armies. There was never such a bigger collection of army that came upon the Muslims as Al-Ahzab, where all the tribesmen that came together to overcome the messenger. قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعْدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. What did the believers say? When they saw troops and troops, thousands upon thousands of individuals coming to attack them. This is what Allah and His Messenger have promised us. And Allah and His Messenger always speak the truth. This is something we're going to face this inside our lives. And we too, وَمَا زَادُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. It's only increased them in iman and submission. What happens to us? The average Muslim. I hate to use such words, the onslaught on Islam. What happens? Many of us, we weaken away. We weaken in our faith. It should strengthen our faith. This is sunnatullahi al-arb. What we're going to face, fitan ba'd al-fitan, this ummah is going to face. Strengthen our iman. Look at the role model, even inside this surah that we find. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For you to emulate, to copy whom? To who's your benchmark? Who should you look at? Who should you follow? Who should you aspire to be like? None other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah mentioned verse number 23. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا أَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا. Many of us, we claim to be men, but according to Islam, there's only a few individuals who reach that benchmark of being real believers. These are individuals who made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of these individuals are taken in that journey, and some of them they return back. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. But they never change in the intention of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ. Then Allah mentioned that may Allah reward those individuals who are truthful for the truthfulness. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah, if He wants subhanahu wa ta'ala, will punish the hypocritical individuals. And then Allah mentions a long passage, 10 different traits or descriptions of believers. Just like in Surah Al-Mu'minun, we find traits and descriptions of believers. Allah then mentions, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ. 10 different descriptive characteristics of believers are given. Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat. First the Muslim men and the Muslim women. Wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minat. Believing men and believing women. Wal-Qanitina wal-Qanitat. Men who are observant of their rituals and practices, and likewise women who are observant of their rituals and practices. Side point, this ayah, ulama, Imam al-Wahidi mentioned as sabab al-Nuzul, is whereby one of the wives of the Prophet asked the question. The Quran always speaks about believing men. Even though Ya Ladina Amr encompasses men and women. So then these ayat were set down specifically, showing that men and women are equal in certain things. And Allah praises them both equally. Ada takhsis lin nisa. That believing men, believing women, observant men, observant women, was sadiqina, was sadiqat. Truthful, honest men, honest women. Then the list, it continues about these individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for these individuals, عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, has prepared for these individuals a great forgiveness for these individuals, and a great reward will be given to these individuals. Till eventually we come to the end of the surah. Allah then mentioned, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ آذَوْا مُوسَى فَبَرَّأَ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. Oh, you believe, don't become like those individuals who harmed Musa alayhi salam. علماء قد فسر هنا علاقة بين بداية السورة ونهاية السورة. There's a relationship between the beginning and the surah. This exists throughout the Quran. Sometimes it's clear, sometimes not clear. Like Surah Al-Baqarah, the beginning and the end. Compare the two. Compare the ayat. You see a link that's there. Likewise, even more so, look at Surah Al-Kahf, to be recited every Yom Al-Jum'ah, that we find 110 verses. Look at the beginning ayat, the beginning 10 ayat, and compare it to the final 10 ayat. You find a link, a parallel, a descriptive nature of both ayat. And likewise inside Surah Al-Ahzab, the beginning. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, are you believe? La takunu kalladhina adaw Musa. Don't become like those individuals who harmed Musa. We're going to speak about the harm that Musa alayhi salam had to face inside his life. We find a hadith in Bukhari, whereby the Prophet alayhi salam, he distributed some wealth for certain right between amongst Al-Ansar. One of them complained that the Prophet alayhi salam, has not been just. And this was relayed back to the Prophet alayhi salam. And he became reddened inside his face. And he said, Rahmatullahi ala Musa. لَقَدْ أُوذِيَ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَالصَّبَرُ. Became angry that if I'm not going to be a just individual, who will be? But once again, the people, they make their comments, they make their statements. فَالصَّبَرَ مُوسَى. Oh, Musa alayhi salam was patient regardless, so I need to be even more patient than Musa alayhi salam. And thus we find in the beginning of the surah, whereby we find that Zayd, only one companion by name mentioned inside the Quran, who is the adopted son of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that began to blame him because of marrying and him divorcing his wife, and the Prophet alayhi salam marrying his wife. They began to make that as a blame. And like all the rest of these comments and slogans and statements that these people they make even today about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will make it crystal clear. Like with Muslims as well, we shouldn't become worried. Allah will make it evident. Just like in Musa alayhi salam, that we find they began to say about Musa alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari. Musa alayhi salam became a very shy. He used to shroud himself. Even though he was a strong personality, read about Musa alayhi salam, he was very shy in the sense about his body. Hadith inside Bukhari. When Bani Israel began to say that Musa alayhi salam isn't like us. لا يقتصر عريانا. أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون. Get rid of pure people who want to clothe themselves, don't want to show their aura. Get rid of these people, make it normality, make it normal upon life, the nudity, perversion, make it a normal part of my life. Teach children this. أقسم بالله, even according to this ayah, Allah will expose the truth, the natural fitrah. They can try to brain set certain people, but there's two fathers, two mothers, but one day they will ask a simple question: how did I come into existence? By a father, by a mother, by a mother, or by a mother and father? Allah will expose them. They can write whatever curriculum they want to like. They can put it throughout systems. But fitrat Allah, non-Muslim children will themselves ask the same question as well. How did I come into existence? If it's father and father and mother and mother, this is not normality. We preach normality. We believe in normality. That's what we Muslims are. We shouldn't shy away from the fact and say, no, why should we not express this inside society? Just like they try to attribute to Musa alayhi salam. There's something wrong with this individual. Amma indal baras, either he has some skin disease, or in the alpha, some problem, or he has some deficiency inside his bodily parts. This is what Bani Israel said about Musa alayhi salam. So one day Musa alayhi salam, he went out to bathe. And he removed his clothing, he placed his clothing on a rock. When he came back to grab his clothing, the rock, it began to move, began to run. Musa alayhi salam began to chase the rock. Ya Hajar, thawbi, thawbi. Hadith in Bukhari began to chase the rock. Oh rock, my clothing, my clothing. فَمَرْعَ بِمَلَئِئْ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. He went past a group of Bani Israel and they saw his bodily structure. And they said, we've never seen such a beautiful person. There's no defect about this individual. The rock stopped and he quickly grabbed his clothing. And he began to hit the rock. ثَلَاثَ وَأَرْبَعَ وَخَمْسَ مَرَّاتِ. Until you could see the marks of the beating on the rock. فَبَرَّأَ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا. Allah freed him from what these people attributed to Musa alayhi salam. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. He was chosen and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَ اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Read Surah Taha. A miraculous surah, 20th surah of the Quran. Every single ayah ends with Alif Maqsura. Every single ayah. Surah Taha is a miracle. There's some of the mu'arrikhun, they write, these are the first 14 ayah. Taha. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ. We said the Quran, so you don't be لِتَشْقَى. So you don't become upset. إِلَى قَوْلِ تَعَالَى إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Establish the prayer for the remembrance of Allah. When Umar al-Khattab, he heard these ayat, this is what led him towards Islam. The beginning was to Surah Taha. As Imam al-Bayhaqi mentioned in Dala'il al-Nubuwa, evidence of prophethood. Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected him and said these words to him, I've chosen you. إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. When Musa came to the Blessed Valley, Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. This is selection of Musa, of the rest of the messengers, speaking directly to him. Likewise Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّي أَرِنِي أَنظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Surah Al-A'raf, oh my Lord, let me see you inside this dunya. قَالَ لَن تَرَانِي. You're never going to ever see me on the face of this earth. No one can see Allah on the face of this earth. Anyone who claims to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this earth is disbelief. But Allah said, look at the mountain. If the mountain remains inside its place, you're going to be able to see me. When Allah exposed a minute element of nur, some ulama tafsir mentioned a tip of nur that was of the hijab was exposed to the mountain turned to dust. فَصَعِقَ مُوسَى. Musa, he fell down, he fainted. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ. When he awoken, he then repented back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for asking such a question. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loved Musa alayhi salam. Selected, chosen throughout his life. Read كاد القرآن كله موسى عليه السلام. The whole of the Quran is as if it's speaking about Musa عليه السلام. And that's what Allah mentioned when he made that journey to Madian, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected and chose him to be a trustworthy individual. If you read the life of Musa عليه السلام inside Qasas al-Anbiya of Ibn Kathir, that we find puts all the ayat together to give us a possible chronological order of the journey of Musa alayhi salam. We find that Musa alayhi salam, whether we look at Surah Al-Numbers, Surah Al-Qasas, that we find speaking about his journey. And the key element which concerns us today, one of al-amana, one of trust and truthfulness. Then when he enters into the city of Madin, that we find in a disheveled, in a bad state. That Imam Suyuti, Sahib al-Durr al-Manthur, mentions that his lips became green because of eating of the plantation, eating of the leaves. But yet you find that Musa alayhi salam, as we mentioned, a strong personality, strong individual. And when he saw that the two women, he saw them standing there waiting for the shepherds to go to so they can get the water. And he walked over, and when they had sealed to a certain degree the well, he pushed it. A person on an excessive journey, fatigue and tiredness, yet he had the strength that some ulama tafsir mentioned, took 5 to 10 individuals to seal it. He pushed it on his own so they could come and take the water. Made no statement, made no comment. He went and he rested underneath the tree. And he prayed, "Oh Allah, whatever you sent down upon me, I'm in dire need of that." He never said to the two women that I've done this favor for you. He never spoke to them excessively. He said, "I've done this favor for you. Now you in return need to give me something." Just went underneath the tree and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these two girls, they returned home, and they returned back to their father, most of them Mufassiri mentioned is Shu'aib alayhi salam. And he saw they come home slightly early, because normally it would take them time for them to get the water to return back home. He said, what is the matter? How come you two have come back so early?" They said that indeed we saw a strange individual came that helped us, and he done this service to us. So they said to him, "Go and call this individual, bring him to me." And then one of them, they mentioned, "Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin." The best individual that you can hire is al-qawi al-amin. A strong personality, a strong individual, and al-amin. How do the girls know this individual is strong? By his physical strength. How do they know he's trustworthy? By his honesty. That's what Imam Suyuti mentions in his tafsir, that when they asked him to come with them, that their father wants to meet him, he would walk in front and the two girls were walking behind him. And when they wanted to go to the right or to the left, they would just throw a stone to the right or to the left, and then he would go to that direction. Never spoke to them. Trustworthy. That's how Muslim is. That's why you find even inside Surah Ahzab a reminder. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. The Quran advises the wives, أُمَّهَاتُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, mothers of the believers. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. Don't be deceptive, alluring inside your speech. There could be sometimes a woman may need to speak to a non-mahram, or there may be a need that may exist inside society. We accept that. But sometimes there may be a need, but there are etiquettes. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. Don't be deceptive, alluring inside your speech. Don't beautify your speech. Be blunt, be abrupt, be straight to the point. For what reason? فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. Lest an individual who has a sickness. وَقَدْ فُسِّرَ الْمَرَضْ هُنَا بِمَعْنَى الشَّهْوَةِ. Has a desire. A person arouses another person's desires via their speech. Alluring speech, beautiful speech. The modern world today that we find, may Allah guide our sisters, presenting their beauty on Facebook, on Snapchat, Instagram, displaying your beauty. Haram alayhi. Haram. It's forbidden for a woman to disclose her beauty except for to her husband. Except to her father to a certain degree, ulama mentioned. تغطي صدرها عند أبوي. ركز على الشريعة. If the people think even in front of your father you dress how you want, ulama fuqa mentioned that even her upper part of her chest, her neck should be covered in front of her father. Even though that's her father. لماذا? These some of we think is cultural practices, extreme practices. These are etiquettes of Islam. These are ummahatul mu'mineen that we find how they dress, how they conduct themselves. And in today's society, these messages that are sent out, even brothers on Facebook, bar such individuals. Any woman who puts beauty on her face is not adorned properly. Close the page. Close the chapter. Laysa min babi da'wah. Ayyid da'wah hadi. This is what da'wah we're preaching to people around us. We're trying to reconcile them. Kam min ash-shabab. How many ikhwa? How many brothers min babi da'wah? Qad fashalu. Have lost. lost their amana. That's you find ulama fassaru. That those individuals, what is amana? Awwal shay yuzkar Imam Shawkani fi Fathu al-Qadim. He mentions inna arad al-amanata. What ma huwa ma'na al-amana? Hu awwal ma'na farjuhu. Shay'un ajeeb. Imam Shawkani mentioned the first amana is your private parts. That's the first trust that a person needs to fulfill, as we began with the ayat from Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who guard their chastity, guard their dignity. That's the beginning of a believer and the end of the believer. Don't let the Western world infuse you that life is something else. Life of a believer is غَضُّ الْبَصَرِ, lowering the gaze, guarding one's chastity. That's the life of a believer. That's the real life of a believer. So we find that the first thing is he mentions to guard one's chastity, one's private parts. From that stems the rest of the body. Al-ayn, wal-udhun, wal-batan. Your eyes, your stomach, your ligaments, everything is a trust that's placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the human being. Kullul badan. To such a degree, some begin to discuss amana is what took place between Habil wa Qabil, as Imam Suddi begins to mention. Alaykin hadha ba'id. Real amana is al-fara'im. Carrying out the obligatory action that Allah has told us to do inside our lives. The mountains, the sky, the heavens refuse to take it, even though they can't take it. These are inanimate objects. But a human being took it. Took this trust. He will fall short, there's no doubt. He will fall short. That's why some ulama tafsir did mention when Adam was given this trust at the time of Asr. By the end of the day, by the time of Maghrib, he had disobeyed Allah. Even though this riwayah, there's some element of weakness there, but the meaning is true. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفَ. Man is so weak that he will not fulfill the trust. But look at the bushra of Allah. لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ. Allah will punish the hypocritical individuals, men and women, the polytheist men and women. وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. As for believing individuals, sometimes we may not fulfill our trust. We may fall short, whether it be in our religious duties. We may fall short towards a relationship with another individual. We may own somebody some wealth, some property. That's why you find when a person dies, somebody should step in and say, is there any dain upon this individual? Pay off the person's debts. Pay off your parents' debts. Pay off your loved one's debts. Because man will fall short. No man is complete, will live a complete life and fulfill everything. So Allah gives this bushra. Then you give glad tidings, accept the repentance of these individuals. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And indeed Allah is forgiving, the merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower down upon us His mercy and His forgiveness. Make us amongst those individuals who try our best inside our lives to fulfill our trust and our covenants and our promises. The first promise is one of the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will always obey Allah, try our best. لا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Never associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instill within our children, take away these cultural practices that we're surrounded by. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Oh my son, don't commit shirk with Allah. We can see the cultural practice that exists inside that society. Fatawakkal ala Allah. Place your trust with upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my son, if there happens to be a grain of seed, an atom of seed, whether it be in the heavens or the earth or underneath a rock, you cannot conceal it. Allah will bring it forth. Allah is Latif, is the most subtle, the most aware. Nothing can be conceived. This is what we need to instill inside our own lives. I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our inner intentions. لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له أمانة له. There's no iman person who doesn't believe in himself to fulfill their trust. ولا دين لمن لا أهدى له. And there's no religion for person who doesn't carry out their promises. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to carry that out inside our